In Uinta County, there are 6 special districts funded almost entirely by mineral lease money: animal control, fire, impact mitigation, public health, recreation, and transportation. This money comes from a percentage of the profits from the oil extracted in the county. Over the past few years, these funds have been declining, and it's hard to predict how and when that will change.
Can anyone tell us what the price per barrel of oil is going to be in 6 months? Then we would be able to probably tell you how much production, therefore how much mineral lease money would be coming into the area.
Quinn Bennion is the Vernal City Manager. In 2014, the special districts received $34 million in mineral lease money. This year, they're expecting around $8 million.
What occurs on the national scene, what's occurring in foreign markets, the demands, it's just so dynamic in the pressures that are particularly on these goods and products. You know, you see even a national trend away from use of fossil fuels and petroleum that will affect our area and use of petroleum.
The county is in the middle of almost daily conversations around how to diversify their economy to not rely on mineral lease funds. It's difficult, however, to shift an economy that has revolved around oil for so long. In the meantime, the special districts have to decide how and what they'll cut in the budgets, and the consequences are difficult to weigh. This is Ted Munford, a Vernal City Council member.
Thinking about what we're going to lose, we've had the discussion of what these districts offer us. Transportation districts, taking roads specifically, if we don't maintain our roads, we're looking at significantly higher costs and significantly bigger problems with our roads, specifically in the future.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.